Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Chris C. says, I've used Mint to track my finances for years based on many recommendations you made on the podcast. With the announcement that Mint will be migrating to Credit Karma, I wonder if you have any recommendations for alternatives or think it will be a solid replacement. Thanks for all the knowledge and information you share weekly. Thank you for your excellent question and for being a longtime listener, Chris. I know many people have been disappointed by the news that Mint will be discontinued in 2024. It was founded in 2006 as one of the first consumer financial aggregator programs. I used it for a while and recommended it to a whole lot of people over the years. Today, I'm going to cover what's happening to Mint and recommend 10 of the best free and paid personal finance tools and budgeting apps you might consider. Hey, friends, welcome back to the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams, an award-winning author, money speaker, and financial spokesperson who's been bringing you tips and weekly advice since 2008 with over 41 million downloads. If you would like to leave a question like Chris did, you can easily do that by calling 302-364-0308, or you can email me from my contact page at lauradadams.com. I'd love to hear from you. So what's going on with Mint? Well, let's go back to the beginning. Aaron Patzer founded Mint, and the personal finance program became very popular in 2007 and 2008 before it was purchased by Intuit in 2009. And Mint allows users to aggregate financial accounts like your banking, credit cards, loans, and investments into a dashboard. And it does cool stuff like create financial goals and budgets and reports all for free. Now, Intuit also owns other programs that I really love, like QuickBooks, TurboTax, MailChimp, Credit Karma, and they recently announced that Mint would be shut down by January 1, 2024, and they've prompted users to migrate over to Credit Karma. Now, while I am a huge Credit Karma fan, the problem is that it will not do precisely what Mint does right now. So here's what Credit Karma says on their website. It says, quote, Mint will go away, but some of the most popular Mint-like features are available on Intuit Credit Karma, and you will be able to bring the majority of your Mint financial account balances, historical net worth, and 3 years of transactions over to Credit Karma. Minters who move to Credit Karma will have access to Credit Karma's suite of features, products, tools, and services, including some of Mint's most popular features. With Credit Karma, you'll now be able to track your net worth, see your transactions in one place, see your spending by category, and monitor your monthly cash flow, end quote. So, in other words, they won't offer an essential feature to many Minters, which is creating and monitoring monthly budgets. However, if you're a Mint user, you know, it couldn't hurt to migrate over to Credit Karma and just see if you like it. It's possible that they could make some feature upgrades based on user feedback. And, you know, of course, you can simultaneously try other free or paid personal finance apps to see if you find anything you like better. So I'm going to take you through some of the best free and paid apps to consider, especially if you do decide to replace Mint. So let's go through four free options first. The first one is Empower. This used to be called Personal Capital, and it's one of the best free budgeting programs for investors. Once you link up your financial accounts, it tracks your spending, savings, and investments. And it's got many features suitable for beginners and advanced users, like budgeting, cash flow management, net worth tracking, bill pay alerts, and investment analysis from a user-friendly dashboard. I've used it and I think it's great. You can use Empower on your desktop, tablet, or smartphone. It really is an excellent Mint replacement, giving you nearly every feature plus some other tools not included in Mint. All right, my second recommendation is GoodBudget. This is similar to Mint because it allows you to create budgets based on categories and see how your actual spending stacks up through the month. They describe the app as envelope budgeting for the modern world. There is a free version, but it does limit you to 10 spending categories or envelopes, but the premium version gives you an unlimited amount for $8 a month. So if you're just interested in budgeting, this could be a good one to try out and see if you like it. And if you do, you know, it's probably going to be worthwhile to upgrade, especially if you want to get more than 10 spending categories. All right, my third recommendation is called Honeydew. This is a terrific free option for couples wanting to share their finances. However, it's also helpful for singles. It allows you to track your income and expenses, create a budget, set bill reminders, create goals, and chat together. So you choose what to share, and you can even make a joint budget, which I think is pretty cool. So that might be something to try out, especially since it's free, if you are part of a couple and you want to look at your finances together. The fourth recommendation is Pocket Guard. This is another excellent free app that helps you track income and expenses with automatic budgeting, savings goals, and bill tracking. There is a premium plan with additional features for $7.99 a month, or you can even get a lifetime plan for about $80. The paid version gives you unlimited budgets and customizable spending categories. For instance, you could create personal, couples, and business budgets if needed.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until
that presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case
unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
All right, now let's talk about purely paid options. So the fifth option is YNAB. It stands for You Need a Budget. So as its name implies, YNAB focuses on helping you create a budget. It emphasizes achieving financial goals like saving money, eliminating debt, and building wealth with a zero-based budgeting approach. So what is that? Well, that simply means assigning a specific category to every dollar you have. Every dollar you put in the bank has to be assigned somewhere. You can use YNAB on your desktop or mobile device. You can even get a 34-day free trial. After that, you're going to pay $14.99 a month or $99 a year. And I know a lot of people love this program. The sixth recommendation is Simplify. This is by Quicken. Simplify has a limited time offer for Mint users who want to switch. They've got a Simplify versus Mint page. And I'm putting links to all of these in the show notes. If you, you know, want to go back and look at these recommendations again, I'll include that Simplify versus Mint page. And the app offers budgets with customizable categories, spending and saving analysis, and various reports with a 30-day free trial. Then you're going to pay $5.99 monthly. You've probably heard of Quicken. It's been around for a long time, and Simplify is their version of a mobile budgeting app. And one nice feature is that it does show your upcoming bills, your recurring expenses and income in a calendar view, so you can see how they affect your balance. I think that's pretty nice. It also helps you identify subscriptions to cancel what you don't need. You can also track refunds on returned items, which is pretty cool, and create savings goals. The seventh recommendation is Quicken. This has been something I've used for literally decades. It is the most popular personal finance program because it can handle just about every aspect of your finances, including budgeting, setting goals, paying bills, tracking investments, isolating tax-related transactions, investing, and reporting. It's pretty darn robust. As I said, I started using it a long time ago, and I've seen how they've developed a suite of products since then, making it incredibly comprehensive. There's Quicken Deluxe. This one is $2.99 a month, and it's got loads of features. Or you can choose the Premier Edition. This one is $4.19 a month, with even more bells and whistles like managing loans, investments, and taxes. And they also have a Home and Business Edition. That one is $5.99 a month. My eighth recommendation is Tiller. Tiller is pretty unique because it offers pre-built spreadsheets for tracking expenses, income, account balances, budgets, and net worth. Once you link these to your financial accounts, your transactions get populated into the spreadsheet. So it can be Google Sheets or Microsoft Excel, whatever you prefer. So Tiller is a fantastic tool if you really like using spreadsheets or you want flexible templates for budgeting and retirement planning. You can try it free for 30 days and then pay $79 a year. Number nine is Monarch Money. Monarch has a beautiful dashboard that lets you create a budget with customizable categories and track your spending, savings, investments, and net worth. The app says it's the money management tool for power couples, allowing you to collaborate and reach goals faster. It creates reports and helps you create and achieve shared financial goals, which is pretty cool. So, you know, again, I think there's been this trend toward managing money together, and I love seeing that apps are making it easier to do that. You can try Monarch free for 7 days and then pay $14.99 a month or $99 a year. But if you're a Mint user, they really want you to come over. They're giving you a 30-day free trial and 50% off your first year. They even have a video tutorial on how to move your data over from Mint, which is pretty nice. And my last recommendation is QuickBooks. While you can use Quicken for small business bookkeeping, if you have a business, QuickBooks is a better solution because it just gives you more robust business bookkeeping. I use QuickBooks for my business and I love it. I've kind of moved from Quicken over to QuickBooks over the years and now I have everything in QuickBooks. Like with Quicken, you can categorize transactions or create customized labels. QuickBooks quickly learns which categories to assign to different transactions, but you can always change them or even split entries between multiple categories. So QuickBooks does everything that Quicken does. I mean, you've got reporting. I mean, it's just pretty limitless what it can do. The products range from $15 up to $100 a month, just depending on your needs and the size of your business. For an additional charge, QuickBooks offers assisted bookkeeping and even will do payroll for you. If you can afford any version of QuickBooks, you're going to get a lot of money for your business.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.